You already mentioned mushrooms. What are the ones that you can't eat?
What are the ones?
Mm-hmm.
The poison ones.
Yeah. What are the ones that, you know, the big things, and you always think of frogs sitting under
them?
Yeah. What do you call them? What's the name for that?
Umbrella? Umbrella? Apron? Am I talking about the apron? Apron?
No.
Talking about squash?
No. About mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
You call them, just what's another, you know, another name?
Umbrella?
Would you call them that? Say you walk out in your yard and there's a bunch growing out there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say,
oh, a mushroom.
Was that what you'd call them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you call them toadstools?
Yes. That makes me so silly. Feel silly. I know I'm silly.
Now, can you think of anything else you might call? Just toadstools. Mushrooms.
Toadstools?
Did you have any special names for them when you were little? No? Okay.
Do you?
No.
Could you tell that? Another name?
Well, there's frog stools, frog bench, frog table, fairy cap, black man's cap.
Never heard of a lot of those.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
chew it.
Okay, he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay.
Frozen. I mean, if it's
What do people smoke?
Cigars, cigarettes, marijuana.
Okay, there were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano
singing.
Okay. And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
He wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering with cold, because he didn't want to be
under obligation to someone else.
That's what I want.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Would you put it like that? Under obligation to someone else, or would you say...
What?
Would you ever say beholden to someone?
No. I've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm.
Beholden to somebody.
Okay. Somebody asked you about doing a certain job, and you'd say, sure,
I will.
Okay.
I'll consider.
Well, suppose they were asking you, they were going to say,